Does the theme song always sound slightly different? But you kind of wonder, wait a second. I think that was the same as yesterday. It was a little different. The thing is, because I'm playing Spike Jones, but I'm playing like four or five different versions of it as my theme song. Just whenever I hear a Spike Jones where there's a segment of it that like just excites me, tickles me all over, I go, yeah, I think I'll put that on for your listening pleasure. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. We got comedy for you in the next half hour. Chris Holder is my guest. Chris Holder sings a mean song. Well, not so mean. Harry's going to be in, of course. We're going to start off with Mike Agronoff, the modern folk musician. And actually, he's doing something a little out of character for him, Chattanooga Choo Choo, which is an old 30s and 40s hit. We're also going to hear Joel Frangel. We're going to hear Ed Cohn. And something, I think, off the Dr. Demento album. He always has wonderful novelty songs out on Rhino. So, enough of this banda. Let's get on with the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Let's hope that Harry comes in soon to do his thing.
I'm sitting in the station. I've got my reservation. New York, you have seen the last of me. In the waiting room I stand, my ticket in my hand. I'm trying to get back home to Tennessee. But the Pennsylvania station is a big, confusing place, and I've been searching for my platform long in vain. Oh, but here's a local fellow with a friendly, smiling face. Perhaps he'll tell me how to find my train. Pardon me, boy, is this the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. Oh, you can give me a shine. Well, I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. I got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo-woo, Chattanooga, there you are. Oh, there's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace used to call Funny Face. And she's gonna cry until I tell her that I never wrong. Chattanooga choo-choo, come on and choo-choo me home. Station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Got your dinner in the diner. Nothing could be finer than to have your Frosted Flakes in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow at eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo-hoo! There you are. Oh, there's gonna be a slightin' party at the station. Satin and lace I used to call Funny Face. gonna cry until I tell her that I never roam. No, 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 Chattanooga choo-choo, come on, choo-choo me home. Chattanooga choo-choo, come on and choo-choo me home.
Baseball, yeah. It's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Here's Chris Holder, and we're talking about baseball.
Baseball, my favorite sport.
Yeah, you love baseball. You see, I always disliked baseball, which is why I was not good at it when I was a kid.
Were you in Little League? I wasn't in good either.
I was in Little League for one season, and I did so badly that, oh, they just stuck me over to the side. I don't think I ever got up. I finally went into the Bush League, the Farm League, and I had a lot more fun where they had it on the stick.
A lot of us, a whole bunch of us have had that experience. It means that most of us can't be good baseball players, and most of us weren't.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I was very good in football, very good in basketball, because I enjoyed those. I think I just wasn't inspired by baseball.
Well, maybe so.
You just sit around the whole game.
I know. It's about dreams. That's part of it, though, Steve. It's about dreams.
I'm missing
dreams.
Something. Mm-hmm. I'm missing something.
It really is. It's one of those games where you can spend a lot of time thinking about other stuff because there's plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like basketball where they don't even have time on the television to show replays in basketball. Mm. You can show 15 replays of the baseball because, you know, there's another half an hour of nothing going on between one play and another.
Well, as an observer and as a player. You're sitting in the dugout, then you're sitting on base, you're sitting in the field.
Great game. I love it. It's a really contemplative game. It's a very psychological game. And then there's those moments, you know, after going half an hour of doing absolutely nothing, you've got to be at the absolute peak of athletic prowess.
Yes. Okay, well, tell us about the one position where you really sit around.
This is where
nothing.
All the kids remember it. I bet you were out there, Steve.
I was out there.
I was there. This is a great tune, written by a guy named Bill Welsh. He lives down in Dallas, Texas. It's called Right Field. Saturday summers when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains, choose up the teams. It was always a measure of my self-esteem. The fastest and strongest played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst. I never needed to ask, it was sealed. I just took up my place in right field. Playing right field is easy, you know. You can be awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Playing right field can be lonely and dull. Little leagues never have lefties that pull. I dream of the day they hit one my way. They never did, but still I would pray that I'd make a fantastic catch on the run and not lose the ball in the sun. And then I'd awake from this long reverie and pray that the ball never came out to me. Here in right field, it's easy, you know. You can be awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. The game's dragging on. There's strikes on the batter. Some runners are on. I don't know the inning. I've forgotten the score. Everyone's yelling and I don't know what for. Suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wandering, what could it be? They point to the sky, and I look up above, and a baseball falls into my glove. Here in right field, it's important, you know. You gotta know how to catch, you gotta know how to throw. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow.
Yeah, brings back memories.
Doesn't it though, man? Whoa, we can all see ourselves out there in our hats that are way too big.
I don't know if they're all of some of us. You know, I know some of us were pitchers and some were first basemen, and they were having the fun.
That's right, yeah. And they still are. I got a kid in baseball now, and he's not that way. I have to admit, he's a big second baseman. He hits pretty well.
There we go. I know they're there.
Yeah, somebody has to play the good positions.
Yeah. Right.
It weren't me.
Chris Holder, a great baseball fan, even though he wasn't good as a kid.
And I'm still dreaming. There's still a chance.
It's about dreams. That's what it is. I got to get into the dream aspect of it. Okay, well, Bill Welch wrote that song. Chris Holder sang it, and the name of the program is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Thanks so much, Chris, for coming on and sharing that song with
us. My pleasure, Steve. Let's go play catch.
Yeah.
Mikey never meant to do anything but paint. He went to work with brushes and the goodness of a saint. But somewhere on his picture of the water and the sand, Mikey, he tipped over all the colors with his hand. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less than a mess. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. It was a terrible mess. Mikey was so happy all his friends had come to play. In his room they took out all his toys and books and clay. They scattered them throughout the house and all over the stairs. His mother screamed and hollered, and then she pulled her hair. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less than a mess. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. It was a big mess. Up until he spilled the punch. Potato chips and carrots fell down on the floor. His chocolate-covered fingerprints showed up on the door. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less. Mikey made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, it was a big mess. On the ground, on the street, on the porch, in the hall, in his room, he even made one on the moon. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less. Oh, Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a terrible mess. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less than a mess. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less. Oh, Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. He made a mess, nothing less. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. It was a big, big mess. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. It was a mess, nothing less. Mikey made a mess, he made a mess, I must confess. It was a terrible mess.
Joel Frankel. Can't Sit Still is the name of the CD. You can tell from the type of songs that he can't. Thank Peggy Fusco for lending me that. Okay, it is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry's joined me. Chris has left.
Yeah, Steve.
So, yeah. Here's the script for today.
Oh, thank you. Let me see this thing.
Oh, what do you mean, let me see this thing? Just read it.
No, I want to see. Uh huh.
All right, look, Steve, I'm not going to do this.
I'm getting sick and tired of you always writing this material for me that portrays me as this big-mouthed little wise guy.
But that's who you are.
That's not who I am. That's the image that you want to project to the listeners. Well, I'm tired of being portrayed as one-dimensional. I could do other emotions, you know. Have you ever thought of writing something that would allow me to stretch a little? You know, something with pathos, angst, you know, along the lines of Ingmar Bergman.
Harry, you're a dummy. Get that through your head.
But a dummy with a burning desire to touch people.
You know you're not allowed to touch people. You give them splinters.
You know what I mean, Steve. I can do it. I know I can. Just give me the chance. To be or not to be. That is the question.
Look, if you're going to ask a question, then make it sound like a question, not a statement. To be or not to be. Say it like a question.
To be or not to be? That is a question.
Actually, I think that's two questions.
I could do Willie Loman. Death of a Salesman.
That would give it a new twist. Death of a Dummy.
How about Merchant of Venice?
Yeah, I could see a Dummy of Venice.
How about Norman Mailer's masterpiece, The Naked and the Dead?
Sure, I could see you doing that. Only it would have to be changed to The Naked and the Dumb.
Come on, Steve, give me a chance. Write something that Dustin Hoffman would be proud to do, like Rain Man.
You know, I could see you doing Rain Man, but it's kind of typecasting.
You know, I thought I could get some encouragement from you. I thought that you would support me in my endeavor. What kind of parent are you, anyway?
What are you talking about? I'm not your parent.
Oh, yeah, I forget sometimes. What kind of ventriloquist are you, anyway? You keep being negative like this, and when I grow up, I'll need to go to a therapist to straighten out my poor mixed-up youth.
I've bad news for you, Harry. You're never going to grow up.
How can you say that? My wood will grow.
No, it won't. You're made of dead wood.
See? See how negative you are towards me? Now just give me a chance to use my potential. I know I can really act. I'm tired of being nothing but a ham.
It's crazy. You are just a simple character. You are not a great actor.
Try me. Try me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's put on a record. I'll write a new script for you.
I want intensity.
I'll give you intensity.
I want pathos.
I'll give you pathos.
I want a love scene.
Harry.
All right, all right. First things first.
I'll get to work, and in the meantime...
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear Ed Cohn. He's talking about his poodle.
You know how sometimes dreams seem so real, and then when you wake up you realize, ah, that was really dumb. Well, this is a song about a dream I had where I really wanted a French poodle, but my grandmother gave me a duck instead.
Grandma gave me a poodle. What I wanted was a duck. I said, I don't like poodles. She said,
you're out of luck.
Grandma gave me a poodle. What I wanted was a duck. What could I do? Well, I shaved my poodle's hair and gave her a long red coat. Then taught her how to point, and I took her in my boat. When I saw how well she swam, I began to like her better, and I watched my fluffy poodle turn into an Irish setter. Oh, what could I do? Well, I trimmed her legs down short so they barely reached the ground, and stretched her body out, kind of like a basset hound. Then trimmed her coat down short so she'd run steady like a diesel, and sent her underground where she turned into a weasel. Oh, what could I do? Well, I pumped my weasel up, and I flattened out her tail, and shaved the hairs all off till it was naked as a nail. Enlarged her teeth and gave her the grip of a wide receiver, and I said, what do you know? I think she's turned into a beaver. Oh, what could I do? Well, my beaver swam around and made a mess of that there pond. So I pulled her front feet off, and I put some flippers on. Then to help her fish, I figured that a bill would be a plus. Alas, my beaver turned into a duck-billed platypus. Oh, what could I do? Well, my platypus could swim just as smooth could be. And I pulled her tail right off, 'cause it just wasn't right for me. And I bought some old used wings and webbed feet for just a buck. And I glued them on, and so, you know, I finally had a duck. Oh, what could I do? Well, that duck was cute, and there ain't no doubt her quacking was so fair. And she could fly just like a kite on wings up in the air. But she was dumb, had barely any brain there in her noodle. And so now I sit and dream, perhaps someday I'll get a poodle. Oh, what could I do?
Ed Cohn, The Greens. A lot of nice material on this. You know how much I like his songs. If you've been listening, he's the one who wrote Nature's Cool and Six. That's a great song, Six. And that's on Polybridge Music. All right. We're knock on wood here. We be knock on wood. Harry has been complaining that all the scripts I write for him portray him as one-dimensional.
Right.
That he wants a chance to expand as an actor.
Right. Todd, I've always played a little wise guy with a big mouth. Give me a part I can sink my teeth into. Something I can prove to a Broadway producer that I'm more than a ham, but a thespian to be reckoned with.
All right, I think I've come up with something here. Now, since it's only you who's dissatisfied with your role, I kept mine pretty much the same. I want you to take the script and go outside. We'll pretend we're starting the show all over again.
All right. Hand it over. Let's take it from the top.
All right. Wait for your cue. Okay. Here goes. Ah, I think I hear Harry now. Harry, how are you, old buddy? Harry! Harry!
My soul is on fire.
Really? What's the matter?
My pain is the pain of a thousand eons reflecting like small shards of glass down the corridors of time.
Want some aspirin?
Woe to me! Forsooth, the angst that I dread is upon me now. After all, what's life? What's death? What's love?
What's that schmutz on your chin? You might want to wipe that off there. No, a little bit to the left, down. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it now.
My heart cries out to the masses to teach me the anguish of perpetual perpetuation. The magnet is swallowed, and I stick to the refrigerator. Of life, to wit. Of death, to wit. Of love, to wit.
Yes, you are a twit.
I pound upon my chest and cry to the heavens, why me? Why me?
Because you're a nudge.
Silence! I must seek silence in the silence of silent assignments. Come, death! You shall be my guide. Alack! Alack!
What do you like?
Alack the sound of death as it hoofbeats clomp on the cobblestones of my aneurysm. Oh, death, if you give me thy hand...
You mean thy hoof?
If you give me thy hoof, I shall fall to my knees and kiss it.
Blech. After clomping on those cobblestones, it must be pretty dirty.
Okay, that does it. That does it. That does it! I just came to the incredible realization.
I don't think I wrote that in the script, how you're improvising.
We're not doing the script anymore, Steve!
Oh. All right, well, what's this realization you just came to?
I've been worried that I'm just a one-dimensional character, that I was unable to stretch the envelope, to take risks, to show other emotions than just one. But now I see what the real problem is.
Oh? Well, what is it?
I'm not a one-dimensional actor. You're a one-dimensional writer!
Now here's a little song of unrequited love. Actually, maybe it's requited love. Never knew what it meant anyhow. But the song goes like this. You put a piece of carbon paper under your heart and gave me just a copy of your love. Each dove and pigeon all know who got the original. Darling, can't you see what you mean to me? Oh, how you fooled me with those giggles, winks, and nudges. The love that you gave me was a duplicate with smudges. 'Cause you put a piece of carbon paper under your heart and gave me just a copy of your love. Ba-do-dee-doo. and nudges. The love that you gave me was a duplicate with smudges. 'Cause you put a piece of carbon paper under your heart and gave me just a copy of, gave me just a copy of, gave me just a second sheet of love. Oops.
There's too many kids in this tub. There's too many elbows to scrub. I just washed a behind that I'm sure wasn't mine. There's too many kids in this tub.
Homer, a man who called himself You-Know-Who just invited you to a secret wink-wink at the You-Know-What. You certainly are popular now that you're a stone cutter.
Oh, yeah. Beer bust, beer blast, keggers, Steinhoist, AA meetings, beer night. It's wonderful, Marge. I've never felt so accepted in all my life. These people look deep within my soul and assign me a number based on the order in which I joined.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do. Who keeps Atlantis off the maps? Who keeps the Martians under wraps? We do. We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes Steve Gutenberg a star? We do. We do. Who robs Capish of their sight? Who rigs every Oscar night? We do.
Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGX.org, click on archives, and type Knock on Wood in the handy search bar, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.